Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 433. Top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
We may hear some noise in the background. Don't worry, it's just the Wizard of Oz being watched, I think, for the third time. Second time today.
But experts now.
Oh, yeah. Seen like, it twice.
There's a lion coming now. Don't worry, he's okay.
It's okay, don't worry. Oh, it's a classic. That movie's nearly 100 years old and people still watch it.
That's with unbelievable.
Interest. Like, people watch it for the first time ever and find it captivating.
Yeah, it is.
Do you think Wicked the movie will be like that? I don't think so.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
The musical, the Broadway musical, has a bit more longevity than the movies, I fear.
Also, you know, The Wizard of Oz is for kids and Wicked not so much.
No.
So.
Even the book, I read the book, it was really long.
Dark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Long and dark.
Heavy.
Heavy. Long, dark and heavy. Like hair that needs to be cut.
Like Rapunzel if she were a brunette.
That's right. That's right. We've been watching some things and I am going to spend the time in the news segment to remember what I watched.
Okay. I watched a new thing and then something that slightly connects to that. I'll explain later.
Okay. Well, I will be talking about Deadlock.
Okay.
Because I've watched most of season two now. And I think I'm probably okay to talk about it with authority.
I enjoyed your question mark after the end of that. I've watched most of season two now.
Couldn't remember what episode I'm up to. Definitely haven't finished all of it. So,
or which season.
Who knows? It's now time to get in the thing that we like to call the
news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
The Pit.
I love it. Bloody love it.
You have to wait till 2027 for season three.
Do you know they have made a couple of little, they've alluded to where season three might be.
Okay.
Or a spin-off, which I think either way would be really cool. But one of the characters who was in season one, he has only appeared very briefly season two, and he says to one of the other doctors, you need to come to – like cross over to the dark side and come to the night shift.
Okay.
So either spin-off is Night Shift at the Pit.
Yep.
Called Dark Pit. I just named that.
Not
copyright
Brad Pitt.
Me. Or they're going to flip and do the night shift.
Do you want to know who's not coming back?
Yeah, I know one of them.
Is it Dr. Samara Mohan?
Yeah.
Yeah, not coming back.
Her character is coming to the end of an arc, I feel.
That's like, basically what the story was about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's now has to, I don't understand the whole medical training thing, especially in America.
Yeah, different country.
Very different. And it feels like you can do 2 years in a very busy, crazy ER, and then you've got to go find a fellowship or an internship or a residency or something or other. In any field you can get a spot in. So
yeah, right.
It's like you could go from emergency medicine saving lives to dermatology.
Yeah, okay.
Seems bizarre. Like I get the well-roundedness, but.
How round do you want to be?
Well, yeah. Are you
do
going?
Do they have GPs? They probably do, right? In America? Probably. Yeah. Surely.
Primary care physician.
Yeah. Somebody is going to be a series regular. Aisha Harris, who plays Dr. Parker Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. That'd be fun.
That's a night shift.
I wonder if she's a night shift person. Is she? I can't remember. Is. Yeah, so there you go. There you go. There's two signs.
It's starting. You're good.
I like puzzles.
You've cracked the code.
The Easter eggs.
Speaking of Easter, enjoying our Easter eggs still. Deli Boys is another show, but that's on Hulu. It's coming back towards the end of March, I think, May, sorry. I think on, who's Kylie Minogue, her birthday's on the 1st of June or the 28th of March, and Jason Donovan's one of the whichever is the other one. Anyway, one of those yeah. two people are having their birthday on the 28th of March, and they're celebrating by watching season 2 of Deli Boys.
Wow.
Andrew Randall's still is still in it. Kamal Najani's in it, but also Fred Armiston has been officially made a regular as well for
Fun.
That season for that show, sorry. Do you want to know how well Super Mario Galaxy movie has been going?
Yeah, I do. It's been keeping me up at night.
$188.5 million in 5 days it made in the US alone.
No wonder. I was jealousy keeping me awake.
So jealous. $370 million worldwide.
Huge.
You know that movie with Robert Pattinson and Zendaya?
Yeah.
Called The Drama? That in America did $6.4 million just during its preview. So I reckon it's probably going to get a fair bit.
I reckon. I got a little bit tricked.
Why?
My photos, because I was just scrolling and yeah. I saw it was like so-and-so and so-and-so's wedding pics. And I was like,
oh, you
that's Robert
Zendaya.
Pattinson. Well, I was like, that's Robert Pattinson. That's not so-and-so. And I thought, that's really bizarre. And then I flicked through and I'm like, that's Zendaya.
Hang on a
They've
second.
Gotten this all wrong. And then I read the caption.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Fault.
Movie time. They didn't get married. Well, I mean, has she gotten married to an English bloke yet? Tom Holland?
Yeah, they say they're married.
They say, but it's not like a... We haven't seen photos.
We haven't seen photos, I don't think. That's probably why I stopped because yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. This is the photos. But somebody said that they were there.
Was it Robert Pattinson?
No.
I don't reckon he'd be friends with them. I don't know why.
No.
I just think he's one of those people that you do a movie with and it was fine, but then you're not, you don't.
Probably
you
never
don't
speak
stay,
to him
yeah.
ever again.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Just.
And in 25 years' time, you'd be like, oh, I did do a movie with him. I
That's
have met
right.
him.
I have met him. I met him for 3 months.
Mm, we played a married couple.
Oh, so those are all the things that have been happening in the world of entertainment and all that jazz. And now it's time to get into something that we like to call
the watching suggestion.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first or do I want to go first?
Who went first last time?
No clue.
Okay, I'll talk about Deadlock season 2.
Okay, go on.
Definitely season 2, not season 3 because there isn't one. Yet? So the first season started and took place in Tasmania. It's
oh,
a
yeah.
comedy, police whodunit sort of mystery where someone was killing people and they had to figure out who done it. Now, Dulcie lives there in Tasmania, and then she got like this hilarious partner called Eddie, who is from Darwin, who's like total bogan.
Yeah.
Anyway, that all happened, and then they've gone into season 2, which is set in Darwin, and they're trying to figure out who or what happened. Was there a murder with her ex-partner, like cop partner, Bushy?
Did he die or is he
dead?
Okay.
But they say that, you know, it was self-inflicted, but maybe it wasn't. Who did it? And
don't
there are
know.
Crocodiles. There's a Hemsworth in there as well. It's very cool. It is far more complicated
yeah.
a storyline than the one set in Tasmania. I feel like all the characters in Darwin speak really quickly and use this hilarious lingo, which is very, very funny, but you have to concentrate.
Yeah.
You really have to concentrate too.
Even as an Aussie.
Yeah, there are all these, like, I'm sure they've made it up. Like, they've made up all these lines and sayings and stuff. It's so funny.
Maybe they want to see how many times that term gets Googled.
Oh, yeah, maybe. There's a lot of swear words in it, of course, as you can imagine. And I found it very entertaining. I hope that there is a season 3, but we'll see how it goes. What about you?
Okay, so I watched Jury Duty Presents.
Oh my gosh, you
Company
were so
Retreat.
Excited about this.
So this is the second season
yeah,
of Jury
right.
Duty. If I could say that discovering Jury Duty, even though I discovered it years later, was one of the best finds I've ever done,
yeah, right.
It was really good.
It was like your new favourite show immediately.
If you have not yet seen it, don't stress. Get onto it. I would say watch season 1 first just because you'll have so much more appreciation for second season.
Okay.
And what is being done. But basically it is a – so the first season is a fake courtroom. Everyone's actors except for one guy who thinks he has been summoned for jury duty, and he is what the whole crew and cast, they dub him as the hero because they write this storyline waiting for this guy to come in and – just be a part of it.
So funny.
So funny. So, and it's really, really good. Hilarious. Like you are bursting out laughing in it. So season two, similar premise, a small hot sauce company run by a family business is having their annual family retreat. Family retreat. Company retreat. And they need sort of an extra assistant to help out one of the managers for this whole retreat. So they hire a temp, Anthony. Same thing. The whole thing's fake. The company's faked. The retreat is fake. All the people are actors except for this one guy, Anthony. And he is – both men in both seasons are the most diligent, kind, caring, just really nice people. And they've obviously been chosen for that. But it is so interesting to see how quickly they warm to everybody else. And there has been a little bit of criticism saying that Anthony was in on it. I don't think he was, because he's actually there as an employee. So maybe like he's there trying to do a good job. Maybe he wants a job there.
Yeah,
so
he's trying. Yeah,
he doesn't want to be a temp. He is really making an effort. The scenes they set up are so out there that – even he during is like, I can't believe what happened today. Like this feels like a television show, and he kept saying it. You know, if he was in on it, there's no way he would say that line.
He wouldn't make it so obvious.
He wouldn't make it so obvious.
That's so funny.
Laugh out loud moments. They have now got the whole series there. They were only releasing two or three episodes at a time, and it was getting to the stage that two or three hooked you enough that when it went, there's no more for today, you were like, no! So, so funny. There is another very famous, well-known person who makes a cameo in season two, which was a big part of season one.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it away.
Okay.
But when it happened, you just go, oh, my God, no way. Like, this is
How do they do it?
Madness.
Oh, that's so good.
So funny. The very last episode is kind of the reveal, and then they talk about what went into it. Don't miss that episode.
It's worth it.
It is worth it just to go. Season one, we had three rooms to deal with. Season two, we've got like 100-acre retreat with all of these buildings, all of this space.
That's so
there are
fun.
Cameras hidden in garbage bins. There are cameras hidden in trees on wires, like cast with walkie-talkies that actually go to the director and things like, oh, God, it's about to be destroyed. Run, cut them off. And, you know, the actor is just like, I don't know why I'm running or why I'm cutting them off. And she's like, I'll be happy to hear what's going on afterwards. Really.
Oh, that's really cool.
Clever, really fun, so interesting. There is one more episode they're going to drop where they bring the two heroes from both seasons together to talk.
Have a chat. It's like the two Trumans.
Exactly.
In Truman Show meeting.
Huh. Please do me a favor and go and watch Jury Duty and Jury Duty Presents
what
Company Retreat.
What were you
Retreat.
Watching it on?
Prime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I watched a movie on Disney called In the Blink of an Eye. I'm going to tell you the cast and then you try and tell me what you think it's about.
Okay.
Kate McKinnon.
Oh.
Rashida Jones. David Diggs.
Yeah.
What do you think this is about?
Say the name again of the movie.
In the Blink of an Eye.
Well, Kate McKinnon makes you think it's a comedy. Okay. I don't know. It's about crossing paths and a disaster, not a disaster, but something traumatic happens in somebody's life and two people who would never meet come together.
You've got parts of it,
okay,
right?
Okay, cool.
So it's three storylines.
Yeah.
The first storyline, like you keep visiting the storylines throughout the movie. The first storyline is about a family of Neanderthals. So there's three of them.
Okay. That answers because the question that was coming in my head was, are the three storylines concurrent? Guessing no.
And then the next one is like a little bit in the future, a little bit in our future. That's where you have Rashida and also David. And they're the two that meet and get together. And then Kate McKinnon is in the future on a spaceship heading off with a whole heap of embryos, her, plants, and AI, who's taking care of them all, to another planet because we've ruined Earth.
Okay.
No, at no point during this movie was there any comedy. I was like,
see, even as you were describing it, I was like, oh, yeah, I can see Kate McKinnon in a spaceship with AI and some plants and embryos. Like, that would be hilarious.
The whole time she was serious.
Oh.
Yeah. And you keep going back to these three storylines, and some of them are sad. Like, there are bits, obviously, in all of them that are sad.
Okay.
And there's no funny bits. Had I known it wasn't going to be funny, I think I would have enjoyed it more. But because I was expecting a comedy, a feel-good movie.
It's like they're taking a while to get a punchline.
Come on, hurry up, guys.
When are you going to make me laugh?
Yeah, I'm ready for hilarity.
I love going in blind to things.
But that's what you do a lot of the time when you look at who's in a movie. You're like, I don't need to know what it's about.
Yeah.
That actor's in it. I've got an idea of what I'm jumping into. But no, apparently you do have to read the synopsis a little more carefully than at all. What was the other thing you watched?
So during Jury Duty Company Retreat, there is a running joke of a character in there who is obsessed with the TV show Bones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was scrolling for something new to watch and Bones appears in the scroll. And I was like, oh, that's funny because that's being referred to a lot in this other show that I'm watching. Funny that you said that you go into it completely blind. I always thought Bones was a bit of a serious CSI type detective kind of show.
Yeah,
like
that's
serious,
what I thought.
You know.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. The description that came up on Netflix is comedy. And I went, well, I never thought that was a comedy, but that kind of makes sense as to why it might be referred to in Company Retreat.
Yeah,
and I thought,
right.
You know what? I'm going to give it a go.
You gave it a go.
I gave it a go. So I was influenced by Company Retreat.
That's so funny.
This show that I clearly did not know was a bit of a comedy.
That would be, 15 years old?
Started in 2005.
Okay, there you go. Almost 20. Well, 20, more than 20.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
12 seasons.
I did know it went for a while. I didn't think that long.
If you had said,
I'd say maybe six.
Yeah, over 200 episodes.
Holy dooly.
Like, this thing must have been really popular and I just had no idea. So it's kind of, is the term progressional? Where it
procedural?
I don't know. Mm. Anyway, don't judge me, but I bet you didn't know either.
No.
But where you've got your main characters, they have a job, it's a new case every time.
Yes.
Like Law and Order, CSI, blah, 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 blah. But it does have the funny bit about it. So I haven't gotten to so much comedy. It's definitely not Jury Duty level of slapstick hilarity.
Is it because they're still telling a story?
Perhaps, still sort of setting it up. Mm. But it's about, there is a forensic anthropologist and whose name is Temperance Brennan.
I thought you were going to say Temperance Bones.
No, they call her Bones. They nickname her Bones. Or are they nickname anybody who works in that sort of medical side of forensic squints because they go and squint at scenes.
Funny,
right? And they team up with an FBI special agent, Booth, to investigate crimes.
So Booth and Bones.
Booth and Bones.
Okay.
Yeah. Where the only thing left from the crime scene are the bones.
And Booth and Bones.
Yeah.
Are they a will they, won't they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like they've got a little bit of history but haven't quite gotten to that yet because I started with the pilot. Like, I'm not going to just jump in on season seven, am I? Like, I'm going to go back to one.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway, it is Emily Deschanel. Who's Zoe Deschanel?
Yeah, Zoe's sister. I knew that she was the sister of someone. I got confused and thought she was the sister of the one from The Craft. But yeah. I got it wrong.
And Booth is played by David Boreanaz, it says. I can't say his name. Never mind. He was in Buffy and had that whole series, Angel. So they clearly were big names back in 05. And they stayed. 12 seasons.
12 seasons. They got their money.
So I think don't underestimate that it is a bit old. I think if you were looking for something easy watch, a bit cozy, like, oh, just
but
put
fun.
That, just put that series on, you know, watch an episode each night on a rainy weekend.
It's a good idea.
Just enjoy.
I like that suggestion. That's a really good one. I've got another suggestion for you.
Stop it.
No, it's a suggestion of would you like to do a quiz?
Definitely.
Okay. So because we were talking about the second Mario movie.
Oh, just up my alley.
I wanted to know what Mario character are you going to be? So, of course, I've gone to BuzzFeed and we're going to give it a go. Some of these answers I already know, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know who I would pick
Princess
to be.
Princess Peach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's She's see. Got a pink dress.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
Pink. Okay. I don't want to be like an ugly creature if I could be a pretty girl.
What do you want to wear?
Pink.
Overalls?
No.
Dresses?
Yeah.
Sweatshirts?
No,
your school uniform?
No.
Or athletic clothes?
Well, I have to go dress because I'm actually trying to get it. Yeah. I'm trying to skew this.
What would you do if a car splashed you with water? Would you swear at the driver? Would you say, oopsie daisies? Would you pretend it didn't happen? Would you cry or would you say, how dare you?
Okay, and I want to not skew this. I want to actually do my answers. Okay. Now, am I in a car?
Because if you're in the car, you're swearing at the driver.
I'm swearing at the driver.
Well, no, you got splashed with water, so I feel like you're going to be outside.
Okay, so I'm standing on the side of the road. Car drives past a puddle, splashes me. Oh, I probably would swear. Say them again.
Swear at the driver or say, oopsie-daisies, pretend it didn't happen, cry or say, how dare you?
I might cry.
Okay. Cry.
I think I do about three of those.
Yeah,
I'll be honest.
They all
just
seem
in a different
natural.
Order, I'd be like swearing.
And then say, how dare you?
How dare you?
And then cry.
And then cry when I realize it's a big splash.
This is where you can definitely sway it. Okay. What's your favorite food? Pizza, peaches, steak, flavored air, or pasta?
I am quite into stone fruit at the moment, so I will go peaches, yeah. Right.
There's no way you can't be peaches, but okay. What do you like to do in your free time? Do you like to drive around, scare people, play sports, draw, or bully people?
I don't want to do any of them.
Drive around, scare people, play sports, draw, or bully people? What if sports has changed to video games and what if the video game is Stardew Valley?
Okay, I'll choose that one.
Choose that one. Yeah. Oh, what a surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
You got peaches.
I got peaches.
That's so weird. It is said, you are kind, gentle and caring. You may be a princess, but you do your own rescuing and you do it in heels.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much. You know when I've played Mario Kart?
Yes.
Peaches was always a good option because nobody else picked
it. Yeah, so you don't have to fight.
I didn't have to fight.
It.
But then on the odd occasion somebody would pick it, I'd be so shocked. Be like, what do you mean? You do it. Go on.
What's my favorite color? Well, none of them is blue, so I'm going to have to pick green.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do I wear? I mean, if I'm going to pick something that I'm wearing now, the closest is probably sweatshirt. It's just got a T-shirt.
Yeah. And comfy.
Yeah, comfy. What would you do if a car splashed you with water?
Oh, my God, you'd be so offended.
I'd probably say, how dare you, but under my breath.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. The car's driven away.
It's already gone. Yeah, true. What's my favourite food? Pizza, peaches, steak, flavoured air or pasta?
Oh, my gosh, I love steak. I forgot to answer that.
I might choose pizza.
Yeah, pizza's amazing.
Don't have it that often, but I do love it. What do I do in my free time? Play sports. And by sports, I mean hockey. Mm. I got Luigi.
Oh, that's a good one.
Unlike my brother Mario, I'm a little bit more hesitant and cautious. I'm clever and courageous, but I do like to analyze things from all angles.
And judge them from all the other angles.
I'm judgy, judgy, judgy. Oi, oi, oi. Yes. We've got leftover sandwiches from a picnic. Do you want to go and eat them?
Yeah.
We can toast them up.
Lovely.
Okay. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.